I'm here with Audit Manager Michael Oliphant to talk about the NHS Overview Report. Michael, can you tell me what this is about?
Yes, this is our annual report on how the NHS in Scotland is performing, looking back at its finances over the last year, but also looking ahead to its future plans and the number of different challenges facing the health sector.
So, what have you found?
Well, it'll come as no surprise to many people that the NHS continues to experience tighter budgets, rising costs, tougher performance targets and greater demands in its services. What we're seeing in the report is that in light of these pressures, fundamental changes and new ways to deliver healthcare in Scotland are required now.
But you also point out that the NHS kept within its budget last year.
Yes, indeed, health boards did well to break even, but many of them relied on one-off savings or extra support to do that. On top of that, all area boards found it difficult to meet national performance targets, with 7 out of 9 key targets missed at the end of the last financial year. One challenge for boards is that in trying to meet targets, they do not lose focus on implementing the necessary fundamental changes needed for the future. So put together, as pressures intensify, the NHS will not be able to provide services in the way that it currently does. To give you an idea, if you look at staffing, for example, the NHS is employing record numbers, but it's finding it increasingly difficult to recruit enough doctors, enough nurses and midwives on a permanent basis. This means that boards are having to hire more temporary staff, which is often more expensive and only meets short-term needs. That's why in our report we're recommending that a coordinated national approach is required to help manage both current and future workforce pressures.
What's the Scottish Government doing about this?
Well, in 2011 the Scottish Government set out its 2020 vision of changing the balance of care to more homely and community-based settings. A report said that it's not made sufficient progress towards that vision and it needs to step up the pace of change.
And what do you want to see happen next?
We've made a series of recommendations which centre on the need for the Scottish Government to increase the pace of change within the NHS. We are clear that any changes need to be supported by good long-term financial and workforce planning. In setting out its long-term plans, the Scottish Government needs to be clear about what improvements are expected at each stage and how it intends to monitor and assess progress.
Michael, thank you very much.